not yet donated.
Well, our goal was $93,500 for a 17-day drive. We are a couple days past the drive now, and we are currently at $84,900 and counting, so not too shabby. But we still need the support of anyone, especially those people who did not get a chance to contribute during the drive. I know I've talked to a couple people who said, oh, I thought the drive was still going on. So you can still contribute online at kboo.fm/give, and then you'll get to listen to my terrible spot thanking you on the air.
It's a great spot. I mean, if you have a sense of humor.
Right, yeah. But no one has a sense of humor, so.
I know our listeners have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
So, Mike, there was a lot of changes that happened that we actually implemented with this particular drive. Our desire is always to try to improve the system so that we can save as many dollars as we can having the drive so we can actually invest those dollars into the radio. So tell us about what are some of the things that we changed this time around.
Right. So our cost per dollar raised is way higher than it should be for a nonprofit like us. And part of the reason for that is because way too much staff time goes into working on the drive. It's also just the case that we suffer consistently from data quality and from too much work in the aftermath of a drive, whether it's for volunteers or for staff. And it's much less of a hassle to automate a lot of our data entry process, not to mention it gives us better data. So one of the measures that we took in this last membership drive was we were using computers to enter donations directly into a web form. We were bypassing the pledge process for the most part, and we were processing payments immediately. So not only does this give us better data because electronically entered records go directly into the database, but it also saves us having to spend membership department time entering pledges, and then finance department time entering payments, and then membership department time entering those payments from the finance department. It makes things a lot easier. It saves a lot of money. And I was actually really surprised that it increased engagement both from staff as well as from volunteers, because people thought that the system was just much more efficient and much more user-friendly.
And so what that means, folks, is that in the back we usually have paper forms, and we have volunteers who, whenever they answer your phones, you call, enter your information on a piece of paper, right? And so that time around, we had computers, which means that we also had to train our volunteers in a very different way. And we also had phones with headsets so that we could pick up the phone just more effectively in a more comfortable way, so you don't have to hold the phone
right.
To the side of your ear with your shoulder. So what was the reaction from our volunteers, you would say? And also, you made a really cool training video to help them learn how to use the web form.
Yeah, I think we knew going into this that training was going to be really key. So we had a lot of training sessions during which I personally interacted with volunteers and supervisors, and I took a lot of feedback, and I incorporated that feedback not only into the training but into the actual process itself.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were ready to roll it out, I was a lot more confident that the reaction would be positive. I think everyone was a little rattled the first time that they tried to pick
of
up
course.
A call with the headset.
I was.
or the first time they tried to enter a pledge in a web form. But I think by the second pledge that people were taking, I think even people who were not technologically inclined were saying, this is so easy, this is trivial. I think there may have been one or two holdouts who never accepted using computers, but for the most part, I think everyone was impressed at that when you give someone the tools and you trust them that they can figure it out. And I think one of the reasons that we never tried something like this in the past was because the fear was that the volunteers wouldn't be able to handle it, that it was too much of a change. And I think that everyone stepped up and definitely proved that wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And it turned out to be just a much smoother experience, so at least it felt for me, as I was involved with pitching or with helping to supervise some of the shifts. As we move forward, when would be the next opportunity for folks to donate through a drive? We have one coming up. It would be later down this year. And also, if you would tell us about the raffle prizes and how people can find out whether they won one of the raffle prizes.
Right. So we have the next drive is going to be the holiday drive, which is incorporated with GiveGuide. We are going to be in GiveGuide throughout all of November and December. We'll be promoting that on the air during our holiday drive, December 11th through 15th. And we will be taking pledges the same way that we do during normal drives, although it will be entering those donations directly into the GiveGuide. So it'll be a similar mechanism to what we've done this drive, but entered into a different form. We also had, during this past drive, we had bi-daily prize drawings, a 17-day drive. We had 9 prizes, I think, total. The winners are being posted to KBOO.FM. I will be contacting the winners. I show you videos of of me drawing the winners if you'd like to see those. But we'll be contacting the winners within the next couple of weeks. We also had the Silent Drive sweepstakes that took place starting in the beginning of September, end of August, somewhere in there. I'm not sure. It was in the mailer. But that continued through the drive. So anyone who's a monthly donor to KBOO and anyone who donated during the drive or responded to the Silent Drive mailer was automatically entered. We'll be doing that drawing on October 4th, and then we'll be contacting the 3 winners of those grand prizes.
And those prizes were a trip to Reno with a stay at a casino, and then a certificate to Brighton Bush and a gift certificate to McManaman's.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, I can't wait to find out who's won all those prizes. That's always the most exciting part. Mike, I would love if you would share a little bit about your involvement. You've been a volunteer in the membership department for quite some time here at KBOO, and you're now our interim membership director. Talk a little bit about what is the role you feel of the membership department, and then why you feel you've been so drawn to it personally, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I actually got involved because of data entry. I think of myself more as a database type, but it was never lost on me that my job is to take care of the members the way that I would like to be taken care of if I was on the other end of the phone. Before I started in the membership department at KBOO, I was working in the music library. I still am. And I always, I have very particular musical tastes, but I always try to treat all the music that I add and catalog in the music library as though it was the music that I want to play on my show. So I have a similar approach with the membership department. I think about if this was my experience, how would I want to be treated? And I think one of my main roles is to kind of be the face of KBOO to our members. So if a member contacts us with some issue, it's almost always me that they contact first. And so my job is to make them feel heard, make them feel respected, make them feel cared about. And I think with respect to the job that the membership department does here at internally, that translates because when a member makes a request, especially during a drive, it's very easy for that to get lost in the mix here and not get to the right people who need to act on it. So one of the things that I tried to do during this membership drive was be here every day. And I think that's something that's not typical during membership drives. There was a lot of concern that I would get burned out. But I think in making sure that requests are honored, being here and being available so that people can say, here's an issue that came up, and then I'm giving it my actual attention to make sure that it gets taken care of, I think that's a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. And what do you feel are some of the things you want to see change or improve in the membership department, whether for our members' experience or from the database perspective, since you are
right.
really very much involved with that?
Well, from the member experience perspective, I think those two go hand in hand to a large extent. I'd like members to be able to access what their membership status is, which it means part of the database has to be publicly accessible. I'd like members to be able to have a full record of every time they've donated to KBOO so they can see, you know, that here are all the times that they've supported us, and I'd like us to have a way to thank them for that. I want to move in the direction of us having contacts with our members just because we appreciate them, not just during drives because we're asking for money. And I think that I want to see our interaction with our existing members move away from the model of we ask them to give during the drives and move to we talk to them outside of drives, and then drives are about bringing in new members. As far as the database goes, we've been making do with database software that isn't really designed for what we do. And we sort of repurposed that software for this last drive where we were entering live on-air pledges. And it worked reasonably well. But there are much better CRMs. There are much better pieces of software out there for what we do. And so I'm excited to be looking into the possibility of converting to something that is more tuned to what it is that we do and making sure that we get our data cleaned up and then make that transition.
So you heard it first on News from the Boo, folks. There are changes happening in the membership department, lots of them. Before we wrap up, I just want us to take a minute also to thank all the restaurants who contribute during the drive.
Yeah.
Because that is, you know, we talked about how for us the drive feels like a party, and I think it wouldn't feel that way if it wasn't for all the community partners, the restaurants that feed us and our volunteers during the drive. So, you know, I just want to acknowledge, you know, we have a process where we call out restaurants and ask them, would you donate 10 to 15 meals for our volunteers with some options that are vegan and vegetarian. Lots and lots and lots. I don't have the count. Do you have the count of how many exactly restaurants donated?
The full schedule, but we had a couple restaurants that donated. So we had 17 days of a drive times three, which is 51, but there were a couple restaurants that donated twice, so it's not quite that many. But yeah,
so 40, at least 40 restaurants in the community have donated a food, and again, as I say, it just helps so much keep people spirits up, you know, feeding people bodies as well as, you know, their mind and their spirit through the radio is as well as important. So thank you so much. And if you are a restaurant or a restaurant owner and you are interested in finding out how maybe in the future you could donate to support feeding our volunteers, what would they do?
Contact me directly at membership@kboo.org or call the station 503-231-8032 extension 207.
Cool. Anything else you want to say, Mike?
I'd love to say a thank you to all the volunteers who were absolutely integral, especially you, Dell, and Ani and McRae, who helped out with the hypervisor role, as we called it. I'd like to thank all the supervisors as well. I'd like to give a special thanks to Adrian for filling up the food schedule. That was amazing.
Bravo, Adrian.
Made it so easy to be able to come down to the station, not have to worry about feeding myself, just worry about showing up. And thank you to everyone who donated. You're amazing, and we couldn't do it without you.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike, so much for being on News from the Boo. Thank you all for tuning in, and make sure you tune in next week when Mike Crenshaw will be your host. Have a great week, everyone.
This is KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Portland Eco Film Festival, taking place September 27th through 30th at the Hollywood Theater in Portland. The Portland Eco Film Festival is the premier environmental film festival in the U.S. Pacific Northwest. This year, the festival will screen the films The Beaver Believers, Dirt Rich, The Kingdom, How Fungi Made the World, B-Sharp Honeybee, and Elephant Path. Again, that's the Portland Eco Film Festival, taking place September 27th through 30th at the Hollywood Theater, 4122 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at KBO.